Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
New Raven safety Eddie Jackson met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
It felt good, you know, just to get back into the rhythm of things and back into a routine and being able out there to compete and make plays.
Eddie, can you talk us through the process of becoming a Raven, the workout, and if you interact with any players throughout the process here?
It was just pretty much, you know, I came here on a visit, met with the coaches, a lot of the training staff, equipment staff, people like that, and it felt like a perfect fit, you know, and just knowing what they have in this building and the tradition of things. I just knew it would have been, it's a perfect fit for me to come in and compete and, you know, do what I got to do to, you know, help the team get better and, you know, hopefully win the Super Bowl.
Is there something scheme-wise that they do or philosophy-wise that they do where you feel like, hey, this is not fit for my role?
Really just the defense. You know, you look at the guys, the type of talent they have on the defense side of the ball, man, it's from the front to the back. So, you know, being able to come in and plug in as much as possible, and whatever role that I can do to contribute to that is huge. So, you know, that went into a lot of thought about it on making the decision as well.
Playing with Roquan again,
yeah.
What's that experience like, and is there a comfort factor that just kind of went
through? Man, it's fun. You know, I played with Ro for 5 years, so just knowing the type of person he is, the type of player he is, the type of leader he is, and what he brings to the team and as well as the defense, you know, every Sunday when he steps on the field. You know, just knowing his mentality, him going out there flying around, making plays, you know, wanting to put everything on his shoulder, wanting everybody to follow him and, you know, kind of mirror him and how he plays the game. You know, it's something special. And just to be back with him, man, to be reunited, it's cool.
What's the biggest challenge getting, you know, coming in like just as training camp begins and everything is new? How do you get through that?
Man, just come in here and work, you know, keep your head down, blinders on, and just continue to work. You know, like I said, it's a great group of guys in that locker room. So everyone is so open with open arms, you know, it's so welcome. So it felt like I'm right at home. You know, I know a lot of the guys, you know, I grew up with a lot of the guys in the locker room. We're from the same place. So it just felt natural, you know, and even the staff, everyone around the building just been treating me so well. Everyone's been so welcoming. And so it's easy.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the best safeties in the game a few years ago. Now coming back kind of from the injury and the foot and all that.
Yeah.
What are you looking to show?
That I'm still the type of player that I know I am, that I still can go out there, I can compete, I can fly around, make plays, and just things like that, and I can come and contribute to a team. You know, I know the type of person I am off the field as well. Just want to show that around the league and to everyone.
Hey, what did, going back to Roquan, did he share with you any thoughts on what it's like to play here and then what were those conversations with him?
We had a brief conversation, nothing too deep. You know, he just sent me a text like, look, let's get to work. Glad to have us back. We had a little chat, you know, about the defensive scheme, that I love it, how they play, how the guys fly around, and how they use the guys in the back end especially. So just things like that.
And what's the thing of thinking of joining a contender, you know, a team that, you know, you look at this team, they've got a real shot. I know Chicago's been a tough couple of years. What's it like to join a team that's got a real shot?
Man, it's just, you know, when you're going out there, you're working towards something. Not saying that wasn't the thing in Chicago, but, you know, the results didn't show up when it came to the record. But seeing, like I said, the roster, the record, and what these guys have been able to do over these last few years and even last year, how close they came, just coming in trying to be that missing piece on that back end of that defense and doing whatever I can to contribute and, you know, help us eventually accomplish the Super Bowl.
How excited are you to be joining the safety room with guys like Kyle Hamilton and Marcus Williams as well?
Man, it's crazy, man. I feel like this is probably the most deep and competitive DB room I done had since Alabama with Minka, Ronnie, and Marlon, you know, and just to be back there with Cal and Marcus and those guys been able to help me, you know, teach me things, that, you know, answer any questions I have. Even with some of the younger guys, you know, I've been looking at them for help, you know, just learning the playbooks and things like that. So it's definitely special. Yeah. Man, me and Zay, like, you know, it's like basically like my little cousin. You know, I've seen him since he was small. You know, X-Men when he had the silver teeth. You know, so I knew Zay, Trayvon Mullins, you know, Marlon, Derrick Henry from college. So just being reunited with guys, them guys, man, it makes it feel so much special. You know.
If you look at Derrick Henry now, and you see, are you marvel at here? He's 30 and still looking like he did in college.
man, that's just D-Hen. He was looking like that since high school. So it's like, it doesn't surprise me. Like I was telling the guys today, man, when D-Hen first walked on the field, when I seen him at Alabama, I couldn't believe how big he was. You know, you seen a film, him being a Florida guy, then you seen him in person, is like he's a creative player off a game. I mean, you just go out there and work and you play ball. You know, the coaches put us in great position to make plays on the ball. It's just on us to come up with it and do the rest.
I know you haven't seen him yet, but a lot of defenders that end up coming here are mm-hmm. happy they don't have to go against Lamar Jackson. So what's the thought of that like?
Man, I've been a fan of LJ since we was younger. Like, we grew up probably 15 minutes from each other, so watching him play since he was younger as well, when he played for the Pompano Cowboys and I played for a lot of the Lakes Vikings, you know, just always been a fan of his game, and basically call him my cousin because we both Jacksons, but to be on the same team as him is, you know, it's like a one of those type of feelings, and just seeing what he brings to this game, to this league, and just how he's himself all the time, and just how everyone rallies around him is special.
All right, Daddy, thank you.
All right, thank you.